Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 183. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I've got a more lighthearted episode for you today, but I think it's really impactful. Of course, it's definitely something that I think can be really effective in your life. It's definitely a mindset that I think we should all have moving forward. And I am talking about being a snack. I'm talking about being a snack, but more than that, I'm talking about living your truth in life. And you hear that term thrown around a lot. And like, oh, you know, man, you just got to live your truth and then everything works out. Just live your truth. It makes for a great inspirational quote, makes for a great living room decoration, I suppose, right there next to live, laugh, love, you know, but live your truth. Well, what the heck does that even mean? And I would say, I don't know, but I do know that it's easy to know what your truth is not in life. It's easy to know when you're faking something. It's easy to know when you're forcing something. And when you're doing that, you're not living your truth. So stop doing that. It's pretty simple. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about this and just how freaking powerful it is to stop forcing things in life. Stop forcing things. And I'm going to talk about being a snack and what the heck I mean by that, because you're more than just a snack. You're the whole freaking meal. And it's time you start acting like it. It's time you stop faking things. So as you could tell, I'm going to use a very case analogy to make my point here, but excited for this episode. I'll hop right into it. Before I do, real quick, if you haven't already listened to the last episode, go back and listen to it. It's a music and mindfulness episode featuring my Swedish friend, DJ producer, Wallstedt. It's super groovy, great for a workout or a walk. Definitely check it out and you'll see why I say in that episode that you're the luckiest person alive. And you'll have a great time listening as you do. Some seriously great tunes in that episode. And thanks for supporting me as always. Be sure you're subscribed if you're listening. And I'd love it if you'd share the podcast with just one or two friends, colleagues, brother, sister, girlfriend, boyfriend. Just text them, DM the link, and tell them new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. That really does mean a lot. It helps the show grow, which is great. So thank you. Thank you so much for supporting me. But I'll get into this episode. So the headline here, the headline for this episode is stop forcing things in your life. Stop faking things in your life. You know, stop forcing yourself to be someone you're not, to hang out with people who are not right for you, to say things, to do things, to be the person that is not real to who you are. And that might sound like, well, duh, dude, thanks a lot. But the reality, as with a lot of things I talk about on the show, is we know one thing, but we do another. We all force ourselves in our lives with the things we do, the people we hang out with, the way we dress, the things we say. We move ourselves further from our truths. And we do this all the time. We do it in big ways. You know, we fake happiness. We fake that we're into things that we're not. We force relationships. We force hobbies and activities, mindsets. We force ourselves into being versions that are not real to us. But I've learned that in the long run, at the end of the day, you cannot force yourself to truly be someone you're not. Eventually, it's going to catch up to you, and you're going to realize that you wasted a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of empathy playing that game. So I want to talk a bit about this and what I've learned in my life. And simply put, I've learned, you know, a big truth about the reality of who you are, the big truth about the reality of just being alive. And that reality is that as a human, as a living, breathing man or woman, you were not designed to be liked by everyone. You were not designed to be liked by everyone. And I'm probably going to sound like a broken record with how many times I say this in today's episode, but you were not designed to be liked by everyone. And I think this was like intentional design. Shout out to a higher power who created us. You were not designed to be liked by everyone. And I really believe that. And I believe this was intentional to push us as humans to embrace this instead of allowing ourselves to force ourselves to be a certain way in order to try to be liked by everyone. Liked by everyone. And here's how I think about this in a very me way, to why I titled the episode the way I did. I always joke with my buddies that, you know, there's a couple of snacks. You know, hey, what's up, dude? Looking like a snack. My guy, looking like a snack today. What's up, fella? Snack attack. You know, just stupid stuff. Being a snack. Everyone likes a snack. A snack is tasty. A snack's a snack. And being a snack is cool, right? Everyone likes a snack. A snack dresses cool, talks cool, does cool shit. And in the moment, a snack is loved by everyone. And I suppose it's easy to be a snack. It's easy to be loved by everyone in the moment. You say the right thing. You dress the right way. You hang out with the right people. You post the right things on Instagram. You have the right hobbies. You watch the right movies or shows or sports. You know, you talk the snack talk and you walk the snack walk. But if you go your entire life trying to be a snack that is loved by everyone, you're going to end up faking a lot of stuff in life. You're going to end up forcing yourself to be someone you're not. Because again, you were not designed to be liked by everyone. I really believe it. And if you make it your mission to be that way, to be a snack, I think you're inevitably and like intentionally moving away from your truth. And as I say, that's no bueno, because in my experience, that's going to catch up with you. Because you're more than just a snack. You're the whole meal. You're the whole meal. I'm going to try to sneak in as much, you know, Gen Z millennial lingo into this app as possible. You're the whole meal, not just the snack. Again, a snack, it's nods of approval and praise. But the whole meal is more complex than that. Not everyone likes the whole meal. And I implore you to be that way. I implore you to be the whole meal. Be your entire true self. Even if you don't know what your truth is. Again, because that's a loaded phrase. I don't know what that means. But you can push yourself to be your entire true self. And that's someone that's not loved, not liked, not accepted, not applauded by everyone. And that's my message here, to stop trying to be a snack to everyone, because you were not designed to be liked by everyone. You were not designed to be for everyone. And I'm not going to, that's not to say go out and like piss people off or be weird just to be weird, but stop forcing things. And you know when you do this, you know the feeling of when you're forcing something. You know when you're forcing yourself to be someone you're not because you want to be a freaking snack. You want to be liked by everyone. Personally, your boy Case used to love being a snack, you know? I look back, like, I get to even look back like 2 years ago, and I used to really, really like being a snack. I wanted to be a snack. I wanted to be liked by everyone. I can look back at certain moments and immediately say now in retrospect that I was forcing myself to be someone I wasn't. A couple of examples. I went through a bit of a club phase like a couple years ago, became a big club guy. And, you know, I was hanging out with people who that was their identity. You know, mean mugging at the club, talking money and yachts and watches. And like, that was it. No substance, no soul, no empathy. And I wanted to be a snack to those people. And so I did. But I knew I was forcing it. I knew that wasn't right for me. It was fun, yeah. But I knew that that wasn't real to me. I was forcing it. I was trying to be a snack. Or like with dating. And I don't say this to sound self-righteous. I really don't. But like in retrospect, having a roster, keeping multiple girls on the roster, like that was something I forced. It was fun, yeah, and seemed like the thing to do, but I was definitely forcing that. You know, as badly as I wanted to be that dude, that just wasn't me. I was forcing it. Why, I still don't know, but I was forcing it. I was trying to be that snack. Or like in my career, another example, I look back a couple years and I was a totally different dude in my career. I wasn't the goofy, carefree Case I am today. I was, you know, button down blazer. Let me see that TPS cover sheet. And yeah, I was afraid to speak up and show my real self in the office. I thought that didn't project management. I thought that would degrade my professional image. But if you know me, that definitely wasn't me. And I was forcing that. I was trying to be that snack. All those things. Trying to be a snack. Trying to be liked, loved, praised, accepted by everyone. Those were things that I forced. And again, I think we all do this, if we're honest, forcing ourselves to do certain things so we're accepted, forcing ourselves to not do certain things so we're accepted. And I think as good as it feels in the moment, I think at a certain point, you're going to look back and realize that it's not helping you grow. And so I just wanted to remind you of that in this episode, that I've learned this, that yeah, it was cool popping bottles and not talking to models, but it was cool stunning on the haters, firing off risky you up texts, being management case, but that was me forcing it. And a couple of years back, I kind of started to feel the effect of that. I knew that I was forcing those things. So I could tell who I was when I was alone and in my heart. And then I could feel myself throw on that mask of when it was time to be a snack. Two different people. And that didn't settle well with me because I realized I realized all the energy I wasted, the kindness, the empathy, the momentum I was wasting that I could have pointed in other directions and with other people. And that's why, in my own language and way, I implore you to stop trying to be a snack. Be the whole meal. You're the whole meal. You were not designed for everyone to like you. You were not designed for everyone to like you. I think that's such a powerful thing to realize, that it's not in your nature to be liked, applauded, loved, accepted, praised by everyone. So stop. Stop trying to be that way. You know, I cringe when I say be yourself, but I mean that. You know, it's not always clear who you are. I get that. You can spend an entire lifetime figuring that out, figuring out who you are. But deep down, I think you know who you are not. And that's a great starting point, right? You know, when you're forcing yourself to do, to think, to say something that isn't true to you. And yeah, know that being a snack is fun for a bit, but it doesn't grow you. It doesn't evolve you. It doesn't make you happy. It's fleeting. So be the whole freaking meal. That's the analogy. That's the vibe. You're more than just a snack. You have truth. You have values. You have passions that are yours, yours alone. And you should honor that. You should honor the fact that you were not designed for everyone to like you. And that's my message for you. That's what I've learned, that again, you cannot force yourself to be someone you're not. You cannot force yourself to believe in things that are not real to you. You cannot force yourself to be a certain way, to say the right things, to dress a certain way, to hang out with certain people that are not real to you, that are not right for you. You can for a bit, for sure, but you know when it's forced. And in my opinion, forced time is wasted time. I always say that time is our life's most important asset, and I think we should honor that. I think we should realize that you should spend less time trying to be a snack and more time being the whole meal. That's less time adapting to people and circumstances, less time allowing people who aren't meant for you to be part of your life, less time trying to make everyone happy, even when it makes you miserable and unfulfilled, less time living for others, and more time being true to yourself in some form. Whatever that may be. It might be you simply rethinking your friendships, your relationships, or what you do with your free time. Or it might be you finally standing up for yourself, being your true weird self. It might be you finally embracing that passion, that hobby of yours, that, you know, that thing you used to hide because you didn't look like a snack doing it, talking about it. It might be you making those jokes that really define you. That's who you are, but you didn't used to because they might not be appreciated or literally just laughed at by others. Again, you know, it might be you giving feedback to someone, feedback that you've kept quiet because it's honest and maybe potentially hard to hear. But again, the truth is you were not designed for everyone to like you. And I think you should do your best to embrace that. It's really quite liberating. In my experience, to know that it's okay to not be loved by everyone. It's okay if not everyone is drawn to you or supports you or claps for you. It's okay if someone doesn't understand your sense of humor or your passion. It's okay if someone thinks you're too loud or too quiet. It's okay if someone thinks you're weird or eccentric. I think that's okay. It's okay if not everyone thinks you're a snack. But what matters is that you're the whole meal to yourself. What matters is that you push yourself to not force things anymore. And I think the more you do that, the more like just great things will happen in your life. You'll be drawn to the right people, and the right people will be drawn to you. I can't tell you how my relationships have improved. They've improved drastically since I stopped living the club life, as they say. You'll start doing more of the things that you want to do without caring what other people will think, without hoping it's accepted. Hello, in my experience, this podcast, my writing, everything creatively that I do is so fulfilling now, and it's allowing me to be successful. You know, you'll start speaking your truth, whether that's just a bad joke or an observation or like a deep question about life and sunsets, right? You're like, I make a lot of bad jokes, but those are for me because that's how I am. I like to have deep conversation. That's me. That's who I am. Sorry, not sorry. Simply put, you'll stop forcing things. When you stop forcing things, you embrace the fact that you don't need everyone to think that you're a snack. You know, again, that's fun. Sure, be a snack on a Friday night out, quite literally. That's fun. Have at it, you little snack. But push yourself to be the whole meal for you. That when you look around at your relationships, at your dating life, when you look at yourself and what you do and what you say and how you dress and how you carry yourself, that you know you're not forcing anything. That you can look at yourself and genuinely know that you're not forcing something. And of course, yeah, I think sometimes getting to that point requires drastic change. It might require a couple of bye Felicias, might require some habit changes, some hobby changes, some mindset shifts. But at the end of the day, I've learned that embracing this is going to lead you in the right direction in life. You might not know where it's leading specifically, but I can tell you that when you're trying to be a snack to everyone, and that's like your North Star, you're effectively going in circles and circles and circles, always trying to be liked, adored, accepted, and praised by everyone. And you're forcing yourself in circles when you do that. And that leads nowhere, right? Inherently, it's a circle. It's going nowhere. It's a constant cycle of approval seeking. But you should say enough and push yourself to stop forcing things. Stop forcing yourself to be someone you're not, because that breaks you free of that cycle. And when you're free of going in circles, well, that's freaking great, because you're free to head in new and exciting directions, to meet new and exciting people, to discover new and exciting things about yourself, and to find out what offers you happiness and fulfillment in life. And that is never wasted time. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you got something out of it. If you did, I'd love if you'd share the episode. Grab your phone right now. Text one or two friends. Text them the link. Tell them to check it out. Tell them to subscribe. Seriously, thank you so much. It really does help the show grow when you do that. It means a lot. And you could text me. You could always text me. I'm really trying to answer my text now. 312-584-4002. The link's in the description, or the number's in the description. But let me know what you think there. Text me. Also, let me know what you think on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.